From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Sarah Wright. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 yesterday to move ahead with an enforcement plan on Measure V, the voter initiative that declares dead standing trees a nuisance. The wording of the motion at the end of an hour-long session does leave room for negotiating with key players, as well as the ad hoc committee, which is trying to resolve the issue. County Council received orders to come back to the March 24th Board of Supervisors meeting with an enforcement plan focused on mitigating expense and a firmer intention to collaborate with industry to reach compliance, with a willingness to fast-track alternatives where possible. While concerns about litigation from Mendocino Redwood Company may have played a role in the county's reluctance to pursue enforcement since the voter initiative became law in 2016, the company has never directly threatened a lawsuit. Supervisor Ted Williams asked company representative John Anderson directly if MRC had plans to sue the county.
There was a letter from MRC's Mike Janai, who I think was maybe a chief forester at the time, back in 2012. Now maybe he's president of Humboldt Redwood. I don't completely follow the org chart, but in his letter, he agreed to quote, leaving sufficient green space between treatment areas to reduce fire hazard. So you have an MRC representative saying that maybe the practice went overboard in certain areas. I think this was Navarro area, and the company would leave green buffers to mitigate the fire risk. So there was an acknowledgement that there was a fire risk associated with the practice. And then a couple months prior, in May of 2015, or actually 3 years later, May of 2015, he was quoted as saying that MRC would not file a lawsuit against the county should the citizens pass an initiative. He was speaking of Measure V. Is that still the case? Because we hear arguments on both sides. If the county moves forward, MRC will sue the county. We don't want litigation expense because we have so many other priorities. You know this as well as we do. But then there's people who say MRC is not going to sue the county. This is the will of the people. The company recognizes that this overwhelmingly passed. What's your sense? Do you stick with Janai's statement that MRC will not sue the county?
That was done some years ago, but yeah. We don't have a position as a company as to whether we would file a lawsuit or not. We're not sure what actions are going to be taken. I can't speak to that.
In December, Terry DeSelke, who lives near MRC-owned land, filed a complaint with the county, alleging that the company was violating the nuisance ordinance. Interim Code Enforcement Officer Trent Taylor said he went to the Big River drainage DeSelke described, but could not see dead standing trees from his vantage point.
There's about 1,300 acres in that drainage that's owned by a major timber company in our county on 7 parcels. I did find evidence, number one, that they have much published evidence on doing this killing of trees in these areas. And we did find evidence with the Ag Commissioner of reporting of pesticide use on at least one of those parcels in the drainage.
Taylor said he was unable to ascertain if there was a violation of the ordinance. Supervisor John McCowan provided his interpretation of the law.
Measure V says nothing about the county doing anything. Measure V doesn't appoint an enforcement officer to implement Measure V. Measure V is actually very simple. It declares that certain trees intentionally killed are a public nuisance. And it says that the owner of those trees are liable for any damages. Measure V is actually self-enforcing. Anyone that feels that they have been injured as a result of the practice that is being called a nuisance can sue to recover the damages.
Rosamond Crowder from south of Willits used her public comment time to ask about the details of code enforcement.
Does every ordinance of this county have an enforcement component?
Let's direct that to County Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not every ordinance does have an explicit reference. Many, if not most of them, do have some sort of explicit provision as to what the particular penalty or enforcement mechanism would be.
If code enforcement finds that indeed there are dead standing trees, if they got a complaint that they could follow up on, and yes, there were dead standing trees, what would be the method of actually getting those trees down? Would there be a fine?
Well, that's something we haven't determined. So,
Typically, when code enforcement finds a violation based on some ordinance, a nuisance ordinance, my neighbor has 30 dead cars in his driveway, and they're probably leaking oil, and so I call code enforcement. They go look at it. They say this is a nuisance, and they tell the person to clean it up. That's pretty much how it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Isaiah Davis of CompChe worried about the fire hazard of dead standing trees, which was a major argument in favor of Measure V during the campaign.
I don't really want to wait until a fire rolls through and burns up all these dead standing trees to try to file a lawsuit. I don't want to wait for that to happen. I want to prevent that from happening. Because all the people that get all their stuff burned down and hundreds of gallons of pesticides are being released into the atmosphere, those people aren't going to have very many resources to sue a multi-million dollar industry that has dozens of lawyers and infinite resources, basically, compared to the person who just lost everything because their house got burned down.
After some prodding from Supervisor Dan Jurdy, who wanted to know what the Measure V ad hoc committee's recommendation was, Williams moved to draft the enforcement plan while leaving other options open as well. Jurdy seconded the motion, and McCowan cast the lone dissenting vote. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.